taking testimony from witnesses who are difficult. I've trained under a lawyer named John Wilson, who tried nothing but workers' comp lawyer cases. And it was not uncommon during the 70s for an insurance company to put a doctor on when the plaintiff couldn't find a doctor. And John made many a case on cross-examination of the other side's doctor. I'll give you just a brief example. There was a doctor named Casey Patterson who testified a lot for the defendants. And John had him on the stand and said, "Dr. Patterson, are you board certified?" And the doctor looked at him and said, "No, Mr. Wilson, I came up the hard way." And John said, "Hard on you or your patients, doctor?" Now, at that point, you know you've got a hostile witness, whether John happened to know this one, so it's going to be hostile anyway. So in taking cross-examinations, if you've not deposed the person before, it's probably worth being nice to them for a little while because they may give you more in an area you're not expecting than you get by hurting them another way. I was in Texarkana getting ready to try a case that some of you may have read, Birchfield versus Hall. Paul Gold was with me, and we tried it together back in the early 80s. And they had designated a local head of a government clinic there who had some training in psychology, but he also had a full residency in pediatrics. And so I started out on his psychology background and proved that the only thing he'd ever written was something about the mating habits of monkeys in space, and that he had busted his licensing exam in Louisiana, that he'd busted the boards a time or two. And by the time I got around to questioning him about the case,